Good morning and welcome to Update Dayton. Today, we are here with Karen Carter, who is the Vice President of Development for the Alzheimer's Association, the Miami Valley Chapter. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you this beautiful Sunday?
Well, I'm all right. How are things going for you? I know everyone's just a little crazy right now. People are in and out of work. And, you know, how is that going for you?
You know, I'm probably one of the few people who likes stay-at-home order. I love to work at home, and the Alzheimer's Association, we are completely virtual and have been since, I think it was March, Friday the 13th, when all this kind of hit.
Wow.
And we are all working remotely, I know, and our CEO is pretty cautious and pretty considerate of both our constituents and of our staff and keeping us as a voluntary health organization safe at home and protecting those that we serve. So we are virtual. We're working from home and serving the community in a very remote fashion.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we're having a phone conversation right now. I'm in and out of the studio as well here. We're all still the same way. We're still pretty much working from home, coming in and out, you know, depending upon our schedules and things like that. And I'm here in the studio today, you know, this morning doing the interview with you. But, you know, things have gotten they're very different now. And I actually kind of enjoy the working from home, too, to be honest. You know, with three kids and three dogs, it's a little bit crazy being that it's summertime. But honestly, I kind of enjoy it a lot. Lost some weight, surprisingly, and I know, right? But I'm loving it. And then, you know, it's like a treat when I get to come in to the station. But hopefully things will go back to normal eventually. I have to say, you know, the Alzheimer's Association, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have a couple interviews with you and the organization. And it's something that's very close to my heart. My grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's about 2 years ago now at this point, about a year and a half ago. And I worked in assisted living homes for several years when I was younger. And so it's something that has touched me in many ways. I have very good friends that are working in homes right now. You have a really cool thing that's going on. And before we get into what you're doing right now, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Alzheimer's Association does here in the Miami Valley?
Well, we do a lot of things. The majority of what we do is provide care and support to families, those families like yours, who have been impacted with a loved one who has Alzheimer's or other dementias. So we provide both education and support groups, volunteer-led education and support groups, where those that have had the experience are on the other side or want to share their journey, will volunteer to bring others together and provide support. We also provide all of this virtually right now, but consultations to families. A lot of times they don't know what to do. They notice mom or dad or grandpa are acting a little different, and it's very scary. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will put it off or not ask the questions for fear of finding an answer, or they don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. So they'll come to us, and one of our trained social workers will sit down with them virtually over the phone these days and guide them through maybe some questions, some thought processes, and then maybe a roadmap so they can get help. And the other thing we do is we create awareness and reach, and we fundraise in the community. And we do a lot of that fundraising, provides all of those services for free. So the nine counties that we serve, we go from Montgomery County up through Shelby County over to Clark and Champaign, and on the west side over to Greene County. So we have nine counties, and all that service is provided for free, and we try to get the word out to people over here.
You know, it really is amazing. You know, so many people are familiar with Alzheimer's. You know, they might have or know someone that has it, or it's touched their life in some way. But then there are others who just kind of hear about it and they know what it is. You know, they may have heard about a walk happening, or they may have heard about some kind of event happening. And, you know, in the past, I've worked with you guys on some really, really fantastic events that you've held. And it's a big thing, I think, for people to know that there's an organization out there. I think it's so important, because I know for me, even though, you know, I worked in assisted living homes, and then, you know, with my grandfather having the disease, and I was fortunate enough to come across you, you know, obviously through the radio. And but I really didn't know much about the organization other than the fact that you held events and raised money for the Alzheimer's Association. It's something that I wish more people knew about, because I think it would really, really help families, you know, to come to you and to get that support. And whether it's virtual or it's in person, it really can can help. I mean, I think about what my grandmother has went through and what my family has went through, and they're very stubborn as far
they are.
You know, as far as wanting to talk about things and knowing that there's someone out there that they can talk to, I think is really important for people to know.
Well, and I think you hit on a hot spot, Danielle. This is the quiet disease. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about cancer. We hear a lot about heart disease. But Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of disease in the U.S. That's going to even precede COVID and everything else that's right in front of us right now. But not a lot of people talk about it, because for those that are impacted, they don't want anyone to know that they're changing, because they see it as something that is shameful. Mm-hmm. And family members don't always know what to do. We find a lot. So the majority of our caregivers are actually people that work full time. They're in a business environment. They're going to work all day. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to manage the care and support of this loved one who's fading from them and who often needs constant care. So then you see businesses suffer by that loss of productivity or focus or even missed days. And one of our greatest opportunities, and what I see as a huge, huge way to get our reach out there, is to partner with businesses and allow us to come in and do a health education for their staff.
Oh, wow.
And what that does is that we get to go in and we educate staff as kind of like you'd educate them on their wellness plan. And then from there, they get to learn more about the options that are available. And usually one or two people from that education program will come and say, oh my gosh, this has impacted me. I would love to help. And then that spawns a whole nother level of involvement, whether it's a walk team, you mentioned the walk, or it's a longest day team.
Yeah.
But it's getting that voice out there. The biggest thing we need help with is reach. There are about 90,000 caregivers in our footprint that I mentioned, and 30,000 people impacted with the disease, about three caregivers to every patient. That's 120,000. We reach less than 20,000 a year within our walks and with our other events.
Oh, wow.
So it's this word of mouth, and everybody who participates in one of those constituent events, whether they fundraise or not, they become a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're wearing a t-shirt, if they're out and they're sending an email, or even when I get the opportunity, when I can do in-person talks, I always share my business card with everybody. And on the back of our business card is our 24-hour helpline, which is 24/7. Anybody can call, and it is manned, or woman, by licensed social workers.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with this disease, and you may have remembered it with your grandfather, the things that happen often happen not during business hours, where grandpa wants to go to work that day or go out and tend to the garden that he hasn't done in 10 years. But for those at home, that's a scary experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they can call a 1-800 number at 3 in the morning and they'll get help. So I pass out my business card and I tell people, I don't care if you ever look at my contact information. While I'm here to help, what I'd love is for you to turn it over and look at the purple 1-800 number on the back and maybe keep this in your purse or keep it in your briefcase. And somebody tells you that they've been experienced a diagnosis, hand them the card. You've become the next extension of our team. And that's what we need, is people who are willing to share that voice.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important for those that are going through this or and are caregivers, for example, that they have a place to call and someone to talk to. Because, you know, as a caregiver, you start to turn into, you don't want to burden anyone else. For my grandmother, for example, she didn't want to place the burden on her kids, on my dad and my two aunts. And so she really wouldn't talk to them. And then my dad didn't want to place the burden on my aunts and more burden on my grandma. So he wouldn't talk to them. And so it's a way to turn to someone else, and no one else even really has to know that you're calling. Call and get some advice and talk to someone that's outside of it, can maybe shed some light on it or at least help you through it a little bit.
Well, and it's somebody who is objective and who has the experience and the professional training to be able to A, help you feel that you're not alone, B, you're not crazy, and C, sometimes the hard decisions that we need to make are really the best for all involved. But it takes somebody who has an objective opinion to help guide you through that.
Absolutely.
And a lot of our, so that's with our social workers, but we have a lot of volunteers that come from the experience side who have taken their journey and chosen to not let it choose. You know, you have two choices when you're hit with something big like this or another life-altering situation. You can choose to let it drive and impact you in a way where you lose control, or you can choose to leverage it to do good. And we have such a tremendous group of supporters that come in and actually use their time as volunteers to help provide support to people in the thick of it, or to help lead our teams, or to help us fundraise. And it's really whatever their gifts are, where they feel comfortable. It's a way to know that it's not for naught. It does make, it's purposeful.
Well, there's no doubt that it's an incredible program. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about something that you have going on right now, which I think is fantastic. It's really wonderful what you're doing. Why don't you tell us, Karen, about the campaign that you have going on right now?
Oh, so it's been a lot of fun in the month of June, and we're getting ready to kick off the second round in July, and it is our Local Heroes campaign. What we thought of is how could we give back and highlight to small businesses or organizations in the communities that have gone above and beyond or literally just stuck with us over the past few months mm-hmm. of the recent pandemic, and focusing on those local heroes, and then in creating a very friendly fundraising campaign, highlighting their businesses, hoping to give them some visibility to get back on their feet, and then also to be able to shed some light on our caregivers, our heroes within the Alzheimer's Association, which you and I have just been talking about.
Right.
So local heroes, local businesses, helping them get back on their feet, creating a little fundraising competition between them to help keep all these programs and services at no cost to the families and caregivers, our heroes that need the help. So we launched this in the Southern Miami Valley about 2 weeks ago, and we culminated today or last night and are going to be announcing our winners on a webinar today at 3:00. And those winners and those communities were Dayton, Centerville, Kettering, Beaver Creek, Miamisburg, and Springboro. And we had 31 businesses, organizations come together and to share the message of hope on their Facebook pages and across social media to raise money to support these caregivers.
That's just awesome.
And we raise, oh, it has been. It's been so much fun to watch people. So the community nominated folks. And the nominations were really somebody who had impacted them. You know, I nominated my kids' school, the teachers, who had to come in and figure out how to teach virtually was not really what they signed up for. Or
So these are any kind of local hero. It didn't have to necessarily revolve around Alzheimer's. It could just be any kind of local hero that's helping during the pandemic right now.
These are anybody in the community. Okay. We looked at community groups, and it could be Arrow Wine. I don't know about you, but they were very helpful to us all to survive when we were all back.
Essential workers. Yeah.
Essential workers. We had insurance agents. We had financial managers, people who came out when the market tanked to help calm people down, bring them hope. We had coffee shops. We had restaurants, medical groups, some long-term care. It was anybody felt that made an impact in their life. And then together, we shared them on our social media networks, on our website. And it was really a digitally focused campaign across both your online and offline media to get the word out. And I'm pretty excited to say we raised over $8,000 during this two-week period, and we have five winners of folks that were the top in each of those communities, and those are Brookdale and Beaver Creek, Arrow Wine, Dion Green in Dayton, Maureen Lunny, Caldwell Banker in Kettering, and Bill Stonas in Centerville. So each of those were the reigning champions in their markets where they raised the most money.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
We are so thankful to all of them for going out of their comfort zone to share the message.
Well, what an incredible thing, and really cool program. So glad you raised that amount of money. So when you raise that kind of money, what exactly does something like that go towards?
So in the community, I mentioned some of the things that we do for every $1,000, that covers four different one-on-one consults with an individual family who's looking for hope and help.
Wow.
That gives a start for people to be able to have some way for outreach. Mm-hmm. And when you get to $5,000, that will help provide respite care for three families where they're able to have somebody come in and provide support and help for them if they need to go to work. And I'm doing this backwards, but $1,000 helps fund two days of our 24/7 helpline. So we had of our teams, I want to say a third of them or two thirds of them raised over $1,000. So right there, if that's 10 teams, that's 10 days of our 1-800 line so that people can get help.
Well, that's incredible. So what do you plan on doing going forward? So you had this most recent campaign, which was very, very cool. As far as your other events and your walks and things like that, obviously probably not happening. Or are they? What are you doing going forward?
Uh-huh. So going forward, the walks are still happening.
Oh, nice.
They're definitely still happening.
That's good.
We want to let everyone know that we will be in all five of our walk communities. That's Dayton, Sydney.
That's great.
Troy, Greenville, and Springfield, Urbana. Those are happening. They're going to look a little different.
Okay.
And we're not convening as groups of 3,000 people, but we will be holding and promoting individual walks in all the communities.
That's great.
With people gathering in small groups and families. And all those are being announced, and that information is hot off the press here, coming next week to all of our families and constituents.
Fantastic. Good to hear. So if someone wants to get more information on the Alzheimer's Association here in the Miami Valley, or they want to volunteer or get information of any sort, maybe on your events or your helpline, where do they go and what do they do?
So I'll start with the helpline. They can call 1-800-272-3900. And that's manned by live people. And you will always get a live person who can help you that day or make sure that you get the connection to who you need. And as far as everything in Dayton, our services, our walks, our events, and the Local Heroes link, because we're getting ready to launch in the northern markets on Monday, you can go to www.alz.org/Dayton.
So as far as nominations for those are concerned, that launches tomorrow or that's already going on right now?
So the nominations for the northern markets, which are going to include those counties I mentioned north of Dayton, mm-hmm. Those are open now and will be going through next Friday.
Okay.
And then that campaign will kick off fundraising on Monday, July 13th.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. All right. Well, good to hear. Maybe I'll have to go in and make a nomination. I've got some people in mind.
We would love you to do that. The communities will be listed and there is no wrong nomination. What we found is people are so honored that somebody recognized mm-hmm. their business. And when they find out that there's an opportunity for them to get some free visibility doing good, mm-hmm. especially when so many of our businesses are struggling to keep their doors open,
yeah.
anything that we can do to give back to the Miami Valley, you know, we've been through a lot. We are Dayton strong. We are Miami Valley strong.
Absolutely.
And this is one way we can help our community and help those who need it most. So
I think you're excited
to do it again.
I think you're making a big impact, Karen.
Oh, well, we appreciate you guys giving us another voice. And
of course.
I do have to tell you, since we've been on the phone, we just received, I've received an update that we raised $10,495 in the first round of Local Heroes.
Oh, my gosh.
I cut us a little short with the number I shared earlier. So,
well, that's great news.
Keep growing.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm so happy for you. Keep up the great work. And we're excited for the campaign for Local Heroes coming up beginning tomorrow. Actually going on right now, I guess, and kicking off.
It is going on right now. And tomorrow will be the official kickoff Monday with us, with our nominations, and then fundraising starting a week later. So
awesome.
We look forward, and you can go to that same website, alz.org/Dayton, click on Local Heroes, and it tells you the types of people to nominate, and then you can start voting.
Perfect. All right, Karen Carter, the Vice President of Development for the Alzheimer's Association of Miami Valley. Thank you so much for being with us today, taking time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, I appreciate it, Danielle. Thanks to everybody who's listening, and hope everybody enjoys their week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Karen.